to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, I fucked up today, so I'm in the dog box, man.
What do you mean?
With my woman, yeah?
Hinda, what do you mean?
No.
What happened? What
did
you do?
That's not that funny, guys.
It is. It's because you're in the dog box. There's no human in the dog box. What did you do, bro?
Sensitive grounds right now.
Eh?
Okay.
So before I came to work, we stopped by the Pick and Pay liquor.
Yes.
So she's like, I'm about to get something. What should I get you?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, no, baby, don't worry. I'm going to pick up Kanye later. I'll get something with her. Mm. Clean. She comes back. Now, since then, every time I'm like, hey, baby, can I please have my phone? Call Kanye, your work wife.
Oh, that's the fuck out.
Yeah.
Man, she's dramatic. Why is she so dramatic?
I'm like, baby, can I have my bag for work? Call Kanye, your work wife.
Come on. Jeez.
I think you just put my name in the wrong time, you know? I think that's why. You just used my name at the wrong time.
Okay, but also, I don't understand why.
To get you something.
I guess so.
Why couldn't you just say, yeah, get me this? No, why couldn't you buy alcohol then and they wait for later? Why?
No, we usually have an alcohol run, me and Kanye, before the show.
Yeah. But it's like, today it's like we didn't thing. Have. We didn't have any run. So were you that traumatized?
Yeah, I didn't even want to bring it up.
So you would rather your woman not buy you because you want to save it for that moment for the alcohol run?
No, I wasn't thinking about it like that, man. I didn't Eugene cause I, you know, I was just going with the flow.
What's Eugene Kosari? I'm lost.
When you deep dive. When you deep dive.
Go deep.
When you go deep.
Yeah, when you go deeper. Yeah. No, man. You should have Eugene Kosari the optics and how it's going to look and sound.
Death by eye, man. You cause I see a meaning, Ale. Where the soul by his food, David Rosebank.
You paint.
I said that now. I see me. That's it. Was a passing thing.
Okay, and get paint.
Then became a thing. We're discussing now. Go, I'm a cheese. I'm Kosiabi.
No,
but dog, you propose to get married, and generally, guys who do that know that with a woman, you must always prioritize her feelings and everything, even with the small little things like buying stuff at the liquor shop. You know, you must be wise, man.
Guys.
Come on,
it's
man.
Not that deep, man.
It is that deep.
It is, bro. With women,
even with men, like sometimes it's just you have to be very like. You have some practice, some caution on like not just because maybe at that point she really wanted to get you something, and then it was like, yo, okay. Now it's
women,
like,
bro.
You've just
who's your work
like...
wife?
My work wife? I'm myself, man. I got no work wife up in here, man. Okay, you know what Dudu is? She knows what I like.
Yeah.
Hey.
She brought water.
Yeah.
She brought juice.
Yeah.
And it's the juice I like, and the water, it's just water.
Yeah.
But she knows what I need when I'm at work. So
fuck, man.
She's my work wife.
Can we talk?
Are you my work wife?
Oh, did you say
do you accept his hand in marriage?
Yeah.
Work marriage. We're married
just
to
said
work.
Yes. It's a yes, guys.
That's guys, my born.
Can we talk about Eugene Kosa?
Fucking hell, what an episode.
Eugene.
Oh my goodness. I was watching that on the plane from Miami to Newark, right? And I was like, my goodness, what an episode.
Yeah, beautiful.
Newark. I think it was... Yeah, the airport, Newark.
Oh, wow.
Like New Jersey.
Oh, damn. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it was the best stand-in since...
ever, ne?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Yeah. It was brilliant.
Like, whenever we have Eugene Koza, bro, we learn something, bro.
Eugene is so smart and so well-read. And he's a thinker, you know?
That's my guy, bro.
Bro, he's a thinker, like a great thinker.
And you met your match, eh? You met you by the ropes there, eh?
And you know what? Let me tell you something. Match, eh? I want to address that.
A lot of people... How many times did Saul have to lean back?
It made me realize that Saul takes advantage of us because we're not as smart as him.
We are dumb.
Yeah, he says something, we're like, yeah, you're right.
And you guys... And you guys weaken me.
I
must hang around smarter people. That's how you grow as a person. So I've got Eugene's numbers. We're going to go shooting together.
Wow.
And just chat with him, you know? Yeah. Like, ever since I've hung around Caesar and him, well, Eugene also needs to, you know, you grow. That's where you grow.
Yeah.
You can't be the richest person in every room you're in. Otherwise, you'll be broke in no time. You can't be the smartest person in every room you're in or want to ensure that you're the smartest person in every room you're in. Then you're not going to grow.
True.
So I love having, like, you know, conversations with people like Eugene and just chilling around him. You can learn so much.
I've never seen Saul be so... didn't have comebacks.
Yeah.
He didn't.
And that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Like, for me, that's where you do growth. And you're like, oh, fuck. It's like when you leave the gym and you're like, yeah, you know.
Oh, but I love the way that guy thinks, man.
Yeah. He's a thinker, bro. Oh,
fuck.
He's a thinker. He's a thinker of note.
Like, when he speaks, he's like, yeah.
I didn't see it like that.
Yeah,
yeah, he's one of those.
You're like, yeah, man. I never thought about that.
He gets you also like question a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes we just take things. And now he like, what he put into us was like, yo, guys, you need to just think deeper. You know, things are just not as surface level as we just seem to take them.
Would you vote for him if he started a party?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I heard a no there from Dudu.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Why not?
I would vote for him, bro.
Yeah. Nothing for me. It's just for the fact that you just need different minds, guys. People.
The guy's well-traveled, very knowledgeable.
Yep.
Smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Pays attention to detail.
Not driven by money.
Yeah.
100%, you know?
I mean, he walked away from, remember when he was here, he walked away from that Nedbank whole thing.
Exactly.
You
didn't
even have time to ask him that because he had you by the rope.
No, well, you spoke
about it. But we spoke about it already last time he was here.
Oh, yeah, last time.
Come on now, man.
I'd vote for him, man.
No, that was a beautiful episode.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Brilliant.
Hands down.
I saw Makazi. Makazi took it personal, man. Makazi is on Twitter and she soon deleted the tweets. So I was on Twitter saying, hey, Eugene Koza is the enemy of Limpopo, Skomota. But she's tribalizing it. And Eugene was not attacking Limpopo or attacking anyone. He was just saying we focus on the small things and, you know, we don't look at the bigger picture. It was not about Skomota or what tribe or where he's from or about Shebeshita and where he's from. It was just about we are occupied about the small stuff when bigger things that affect us bigger, we don't care much for. And that's it. It was not about Limpopo or an attack on... It was not personal. So I saw that and I felt bad because... And I was defending the whole Skomotons at the summons and I still say he should have been there because there were many other people on stage who are qualified or dancers or whatever. But it was not a Limpopo thing, man.
Hey, the Skomota is big. As soon as I got to the airport, hey, man, when you having Skomota on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, this nigga's huge, bro.
Yeah, we must have him. Clearly, the people, the chillers want him.
Yeah.
I got an aircon here, by the way, guys. Normally we have an aircon. I'm sweating like this.
Yeah, because of load shading.
Because of load shading.
We're on stage six?
Many of us.
Yeah, we're on stage six.
Stage six?
And it goes for like 4 hours.
Apparently, we're going to have load shedding throughout the festive season.
Oh, fuck no.
That's what the minister said, the Minister of Electricity, Khonzi Ntuli Ramakgopa.
Imagine.
Speaking about Makazi, Fat Checker, please play that voice note. She sent me a voice note. Make it 1.5. Make it faster. Né? Like 1.5. This is what she said. As I just landed, I'm like, what's going on here, man?
Oh, damn. Is this a... Oh, wow. For real, she sent you a voice note?
Yeah, yeah.
She was really touched by it then. Yeah. It was a Eugene thing.
Yeah, the Eugene thing.
Oh, shame, man.
Can you play it there first? Is it loading?
Yo.
Oh, I think it's because of the dress. Remember Eugene made a joke about her dress or something like that, yeah.
What did you say about her dress?
What did you say about her dress?
I don't know. Remember? Yeah. So she's a dressing rat.
Yes, I remember that. Yes. I remember the dance moves one.
Yeah, no, not even the dress.
Yeah.
She's addressing that.
She's addressing it. She's addressing it.
Yeah. You got it. Please play it. Let's hear.
Hi, Kanazi. I think we shall put it. Honestly speaking, I don't know if maybe you have time from your broadcast, ne? I just woke up now, but before I sleep, I was watching the broadcast. I'm your fan, by the way, so I watch broadcasts. So I was watching this other broadcast. There was this other guy, Eugene Koza. So I felt so offended when it comes to Stomota issue and everything. I feel like he was just throwing hate. He was just trying to play a smart game where he's putting facts at the same time putting a hate. So I don't know if you guys have a space for me to come to the broadcast, and because I want to address him, because I feel like he have a hate from Limpopo, because summers have been happening. We've been watching a lot of people that are not talented on TV because of their money to pay PR. We have been watching summers with people that are performing cack, but we never said anything. So just because of people from Limpopo, they performed, now there is questions that we are being asked, why, how, for what? I feel like you need to be addressed. So if you have time, please call me so I can come to the broadcast. Because this guy, he's making points somewhere else to the other topics. But when it comes to Skomota issue, I feel like he just came to that broadcast for that. Because of, he even spent more than 10 minutes talking about one person. Because of, he came there for that. I feel like you need to be addressed, that guy, your friend, whatever you just.
Yo, Katsi! Katsi's not happy at all. She's not happy.
Who wants a Eugene versus Makazi?
Yeah.
I'm ready for that show.
Oh, man.
What did you think, Kaji?
Like, honestly, I think, okay, I feel like maybe Makazi is not, a lot of people who are probably mad missed the whole points. It wasn't a personal attack. This thing was just about, guys, think deeper, ask questions. Even when someone is trending, like, understand, have a proper understanding of why they are trending, and maybe where is it that they need help? Instead of just taking surface level and going, oh, all right, this person is trending, nice, and that's it. You understand? So it's like, let us be just, like, engage further into whatever that we see. And I think maybe Makazi just missed that part.
What was social media saying? Did the chillers like the episode?
They loved the episode.
One
or two didn't like it, as always, but a lot of them loved it. They loved the episode because it was something different, you know.
What was the energy like? The atmosphere, like, what was going on? Like, what were people saying?
They said they need Eugene. We need Eugene more.
Nah,
yeah,
definitely.
We agree,
bring
bro.
Back Eugene. Someone proposed we have Eugene, Vusi Tembagwayo, and Kankalax and Cizwe.
A round table of sorts, just
discussing South Africa.
You know why I agree with that, bro? Yeah. Obviously, we're an outlet, dog. Like, we specialize in entertainment.
Yeah.
None of the serious shit. Like,
we talk about
serious shit, but not on that
level.
Deep dive.
Yeah, we don't deep dive into it. Yeah, we're not wasted like that.
But next year, that content, I think, is more needed more than ever.
Of course.
Yeah,
so people can have enough information to make up their minds, bro.
Yeah, because I think before the elections, and also as a platform, we can take the responsibility to inform people so that when they number one, understand the importance of why you should vote. Number two, give them a realistic picture of how fucked up things are and why it's important that they vote.
But then we do and then they don't watch, Saul.
Yeah.
They don't watch.
That's true. You guys have yourselves to blame. Like, for example, Chevy Sheet is on 1.7 million.
Shout out.
Fucking. The numbers are freaking hard, man, bro. You know? For example, right? And an episode like Eugene's, what is it on now?
Let's check.
At what number will it peak?
200.
300,000.
Oh, it didn't even make it to 4.
You see. So you have yourself to blame.
Yeah.
Because we put that content up, you don't subscribe. We bring Cindy Makatini. We bring the numbers. You get me? So you also have yourself to blame. You need to look at yourself in the mirror. But that's what people have been suggesting. But I think let's do it, bro.
Let's do it because we don't do it for
the numbers. We do it to get the information
out
there.
Exactly.
So let's have it. A show like that with Eugene.
Oh, it's on 300,000. Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's okay.
It's not like a top 10.
It's all
the
episodes.
And the quality of it and the content, the richness of it is a top 10 of the year. It's within the top 10.
Yeah.
No, but regardless of the numbers, bro, let's just put it out there and let's have it out there.
That's an episode after you're finishing watching it, you actually start making decisions about your life. Oh, okay, maybe I need to go get like self-defense training. You know, like all the topics that we covered there.
Yeah, like, man, after leaving the flat, I'm like, I'm getting a gun.
Exactly.
Oh, damn, you know? Bro.
Gun,
many people are talking about that. What gun have did you guns.
Buy? No, I'm saying I need one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you sign up for self-defense
lessons? Yes, I'm going to get some.
Okay, then I don't need one. You'll defend me again.
Meg.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the wife.
I'm not always with you. I'm not always with you. Hey,
and Naga, is he getting a gun?
He is the gun, my man. He's a machine.
Oh, Kobe, two guns are here. Two guns are at the doorstep. Machine.
No. Yeah, he also, I was telling
him. He doesn't strike me as a guy who'd get a gun.
He doesn't like guns. He's not a fan of, but I was just telling him that.
He's got a gun, yeah.
But they are needed.
They are needed. They are needed.
Too so?
Because I'm willing.
You don't need a gun in Tembisa?
No, he will deny it because it's illegal. Of course, probably Tuso has a gun.
Or a couple.
Tuso looks like he's got a gun.
But you got a spit, Bri.
Yeah. Now you need something that spits out
bullets. So do you love spit, Bri?
Anyway. And we are back. So, I'm not calling you Soul Pinduka anymore. What does your shirt say?
Soliano is here.
Tibla is here. Tuso is here. Dudu is here. Tato is here. Work wife is here. Ghost lady is here.
Yes, please, let me be ghost lady, please.
Neo is here. Fact checker is here. Neo, Tato's work wife is here.
Everybody get a work wife.
We got Simpiwa here. Yeah. Everybody's husband, work husband. Yeah.
It belongs to everybody.
So listen, man, we've been talking about this for weeks. It's finally time to make the announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, do you know how to do these things? I need you to do them for me when I bring this thing up.
At the bottom it says rotate this way. So you rotate that way, to your left.
Okay. Okay.
At the bottom.
You do that one, Simpiwe.
Don't do it now, bro.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Hold on.
Don't point it at me also. Point it up, bro.
Yeah, point it up.
Yeah, point it, man.
Hey.
So yeah, we've been talking about this for weeks. I've been working on this for about 2 years, man. And I'm so proud that it's finally happening. Like, I've been thinking about the best way to announce this thing. All right, fuck it. Let's just do it, right?
Let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the first ever.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Drum roll. The first ever.
Yeah.
Fully black owned.
Yeah.
Spirit Cooler. Yeah.
Spirit Cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer, we made it. Summer, we made it. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever Chillers Pod! That's the shit!
Wait, check out the strength.
Oh, shit!
Yeah!
Yeah, it is. Finally, Soul Pinduka. Chillers Punch for the chillers. This truly embodies what it is being a chiller. Like from the beginning when we used to record at my house, had to sell the house, then went to Ghost Lady's pool, had to fetch Soul from the car train, to us coming here, to everything we've achieved. Remember after Sunbed Arena?
A million.
You know what I mean? Remember after Sunbed Arena, I'm like, this energy, I wish I could bottle it.
And
put it somewhere.
Yes.
This is it, man. This is for all the chillers out there. Chillers punch, baby. Chillers punch, baby. Black gold. No Rupert involved, yeah. We don't need Rupert.
Damn, bro, is that first cooler, spirit cooler? That's black gold.
Yeah, tell me another one.
All the spirit coolers.
You know they're just faces. Bro, this is me, bro. Like, even just the taste, no? Mm. We did. I think maybe for about 6 months, we worked on the recipe, me and our lady.
Nice.
And then even the packaging.
Yeah.
If you see, we wanted to make it seem like the background of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
so if you see the colors, and then if you read at the back there what it says.
At the back, mango and peach, spirit cooler.
Yeah, read what it says.
Indulge in the irresistible taste of Chillers Punch, the ultimate spirit cooler crafted by Mac G for the Chillers. Bursting with juicy goodness of sun-ripened peaches and exotic mangoes, this tantalizing blend takes your taste buds on a tropical adventure.
Tango!
Podcast and chill with
me. Yes.
First
yes.
Black owned.
Yes.
I feel it goes ba-ba-ba-ba.
My pools are to do.
Yes.
Hey. First black owned. Go, man.
Yeah, man.
That's beautiful.
Yes, everyone grab a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Everybody
yes,
grab
yes.
one.
Yes.
So you're going to be the first to taste it. Let me know what you think of the taste.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you need more. We need more. All right. Everybody, let's open it at the same time.
More.
So this is the first time ever anybody has tasted the Chillers Punch apart from me and a lady.
Yeah, wow.
More?
Yeah, this is the first time ever.
Wow.
I saw you have a sip earlier, but pretend you didn't.
Yes. That's all.
Another one.
Jump the gun.
Another one. And
you were the confetti, leh.
And then more.
Yeah. I said I went to summer poison. Oh yeah, by the way, it's gonna be available at Pick and Pay's nationwide.
Shout out.
From the 1st of December.
Nationwide this time,
yeah,
it's for Slobati.
No, it is.
Yeah.
I dare you to go to Foslo, take a video, and you will see it there. Chillers Punch cool. Available at Pick and Pay from the first. Are you guys taking it home or what? What's happening? It's Captain.
I'm on single. Ah,
guys,
it's not para. Now, toilet. So, nigga, now. Send for no para. Culture is a podcast.
So, you about to have the first taste ever.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Have a taste. Let's all have a taste.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Kezo. What do you taste that, bro? What does it taste like?
Oh, refreshing.
Like nothing on earth.
No. What's that? What's that? I've heard that, man. It's someone's slogan.
That's right.
No, it's refreshing.
Is it for your China?
Definitely tropical. Definitely tropical.
Yeah.
Mango and the peach come strong.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. What's the percentage of alcohol?
5%. 5%.
And you know what? I mean, I can taste alcohol.
I can, yeah.
Mara,
there's too much alcohol.
But it is
too
much
alcohol. I love it.
Iksha and Eugene. Mong itu, you think you know what's happening at here?
Yes.
It's tasty, bro.
Thank you. You're not just saying that.
You know I'm honest with you, bro.
Someone who doesn't work here, man. Cobra Dave. He doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah, but he'll drink now.
Okay.
Yeah, or else we are moving this podcast.
He just painted, bro. What do you mean? But they painted here. Just painted. Hey, the confetti,
no, Shem, it's landed on you. Piwe, I shall mukha.
Bro, do you drink? Okay, you're going to drink
Dave's
on the show.
Nephew,
gonna,
he doesn't drink.
He's bro Dave's nephew. Come have a drink of Chillers Punch. Let us know what you think. Just a sip. It's perfect because you don't drink, so you'll be honest with us, man. Just grab a mic next to Ghosty's mic or grab a mic here and tell us what you think about this Chillers Punch. By the way, you're the first person ever to have it, hey, in the world.
Yeah, that's bro Dave's nephew/employee as well.
Yeah,
and
man.
Who doesn't drink.
What do you do, bro?
He's willing
you
to taste.
At King Dave Studio.
Yeah, what do you do, by the way?
I edit. And I guess I'm a...
So the podcast that we see on his channel, that's you.
You do the editing.
I shoot and edit.
No, beautiful.
Oh, damn. You
one
shoot
man.
And edit.
Yeah, one man.
So why do we need 3 niggas here? Yes.
I think it's way more than 3 that we have.
That's going on.
Yeah, bro. Hey, man. That's
so you can do Black Studios job, one man.
No. You need to Eugene cause of this Black Studios agreement.
This part will not come on it. Like, you know, just be...
They want to edit it out.
No, they edit in silence, remember?
Oh, yeah, God.
Don't forget.
My dog.
Yeah.
The moment has come.
Okay.
Pagama, what's your name?
Tato.
Pagama Tato. Okay. First time having alcohol. Chillers Punch.
What do you think, my dog? Oh, he's doing the bubbles thing, like it's wine. We like that, my dog.
He's looking at it.
He's looking
at it. He's turning it around, reading it in the back.
Okay.
Oh, you know when someone reads the alcohol, they're feeling it. Oh,
yes.
Oh, fuck, he wants to go. Wait, before the second sip, chill, dog, relax. Yeah, what's up? What's the taste like?
He's getting too excited now.
Yo, chill, bro. You gotta take it. It's yours. We're not gonna snatch it.
It's got a punch, no?
No.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear.
It tastes like juice.
Yeah, I was saying I can't taste the alcohol initially, even though it says 5%, which is high.
How do you know? If you've never drank before, how do you know?
I've never drank before.
Okay, wait, say that again.
It's not that I haven't drank before, I just don't drink.
Why don't you drink, bro?
I didn't figure that's not for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you drink, bro?
Yeah, man.
It's not for me.
It's not for you?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a
do something. You just slap your mom or something when you're like, you know, some people don't drink because they did some wild shit.
We're going to have a chillest punch challenge right now.
What's that?
First to down it. Let's see who's going to be the first to down it. You ready?
Between
me and you and Saul.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
You ready?
Bro.
All right, cool. Count us down, guys. Count us down.
Three, two, one.
Go. You know why?
You get a six pack!
Man, that's so fit. John was cool. We had that bean drinking his. So when you're competing, his is on half. He's been drinking it as we're talking.
Thanks, Tato. Shout out, man.
Yeah, he's fine. Exactly. I'm right, though. He's been drinking it. But I was on half. Shout out, bro. Yeah, I was on half by the time we went in.
Yeah. Have that while you edit, bro. I'll be watching the next episode.
Yeah, bro. Peace, fam. Oh,
fuck. Anyway, what's been happening, guys? I haven't been clued up, man. What's been going on? Let me start with Dudu. Grab the mic there. What's been going on? What's on your mind, man? What's been going on? Huh? What got your attention this week, Dudu? What got your attention, Dudu?
Honestly, it has been the bank repossession, the bank, all that situation.
Rand manipulation.
Oh,
yes. So I think it has caught my attention. But also, after we dropped the Eugene episode, just the reception it got, and as much as he said what he said about Skomota, I think I agree with you guys that we should still have him, because every time there's always comments of people wanting him on the show, you know? So I think, yes.
How far are we that? Have you reached out to him?
Yes, I have.
So what's he saying?
We just need to confirm the actual date.
Let's make it the last episode of the year.
Last friend of the show.
Yeah.
The last Monday.
We're shooting for 3 more weeks and then we're going on leave, right?
Yeah. So the last Monday.
Can't wait to go
and leave, dog. Yeah, shout out. Not pump any summer tea to you.
I know.
Why?
Hmm?
Why are you saying that?
What's
going on?
Not pump any
guys,
summer
tea. Guys, I'm still jet lagged. Am I missing something?
Yo, Mr. Miami.
What's going on? Is that an inside joke?
No joke.
Okay,
I'm sorry, confused dates.
Now, what does Saul mean?
People understand. My Eastern Cape family will understand.
Guys, I go for 1 week and change hell and I'm
not Pamba now, they want.
That's all that's been on your mind, dude.
Skomota, you just single. Menka Skomota mo.
The mic.
They've been chilling, going, that's Skomota.
You're the producer. That's what's been on your mind.
To be quite honest, it is a huge thing, the bank, situation.
Rent manipulation.
Yeah, because also, the more you read about it, it's the more you realize just how bad it is.
And also, funny I should say, there's a magazine here, right? Mail and Guardian. They decided
newspaper,
to go,
newspaper.
A newspaper. So this whole week, right?
Yeah.
The big news were this guy, Matsila Koko, the NPA, have been delaying in prosecuting him. And eventually the judge was fed up And obviously, it's unfair on this guy because there's a cloud hanging over his family.
Yeah.
And they can't gather. They can't gather evidence. There's too much evidence. Basically, they don't have enough capacity to try to prosecute him. So the court case was struck off the roll. Mm. Right. Big news, of course, sharp. Yeah. However, in the very same week, rand manipulation, the biggest corruption of this country ever.
Yeah,
ever. Trillions were exchanged on a daily basis.
There's nothing bigger, actually.
Nothing bigger. Then Mail and Guardian decide to run with this story. So to me, it's funny, you know, and that the rand manipulation isn't getting the time of day
it deserves.
As put any other corruption scandal, as in Nkandla Gate, as Matila Koko Gate. This is Mail and Guardian, bro. Some of us read.
Put your Eugene Khoza hat on.
Yeah.
Who owns Mail and Guardian?
It's actually a Zimbabwean guy, isn't it?
Something real.
Fact checker, your time has come. Pagama. Yeah, some movie guy, bro. It's
like a Zimbabwean guy?
Yeah, a Zimbabwean black guy, actually.
Wow.
Black excellence. Like, shout out to him.
Wow.
Honestly speaking, guys, the fucking rand was manipulated. People lost homes.
Should be everywhere.
People lost cars.
Should be
people
everywhere.
People lost their livelihoods. People got divorced.
We couldn't even get loans. We can't even get loans.
People can't get loans. People got divorced.
For financial reasons.
You know what I mean? Because someone was pocketing money because they're manipulating the rand.
The Reserve Bank
has been increasing interest rates to obviously overcome inflation. You know what I mean? We can't afford shit.
We've been advocating that people, remember the week before?
Yeah.
David Mashabela was saying people are not mad enough. Eugene Khoza came, he said, people are not mad enough.
Yeah.
Has anything changed since we've spoken about this thing? Brought it to light? Because you know mainstream media is not going to put a highlight on it. They're just going to talk about other shit to distract us.
Yeah, like Skomot. And everybody's saying people
are mad enough. Fecheka.
Mail and Guardian Media, Guardian Media LTD is owned by a group of shareholders, one of them being a media development investment funds, and somebody named Hussein Garjeka, who's a white male, a Caucasian male from Cape Town.
Oh, wow. What about that movie guy? That means he's part of the ownership or what?
He could have been part of the
Google him, please.
Shareholders. Okay, noted.
Is it like a BE thing?
I'm not sure, bro. I just know that he's the owner. I may be wrong, though. Yeah, Trevor Ngube. Trevor Vusumuzi Ngube is a Zimbabwean entrepreneur and newspaper publisher now living in South Africa and publishing in both countries as an editor, publisher. Trevor Ngube. Yeah, Google Trevor Ngube. Because you see, that's a problem with some companies. Ownership can be numerous, you know.
Yeah.
Five people can own one thing and then and there's a company involved as well.
Unless it's Chiller's Punch. There's only one owner there.
Yay. Yay.
He was a 10% shareholder, but he is a former majority shareholder of Guardian, Mail and Guardian.
Oh.
Okay, listen, man. Here we are. I'm on Wikipedia. Let's see the history.
Same here.
Publishing began as the Weekly Mail and alternative newspaper group of journalists in 1985. One of the first newspapers to use Apple Mac desktop publishing. What is that? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, this confetti wasn't a good idea, man. It's a mess here, man. Can't even see my laptop.
Oh, hold on. In 2002, 87.5% of the company...
Bro, you're sweating, dog.
Yeah, it's hot in here, bro.
Yeah.
In 2002, 87.5% of the company was sold to the new trust company, Botswana Limited, which was owned by Trevor Ngube, a Zimbabwean publisher and entrepreneur. Ngube took over as CEO of the company. Yeah, you see, so this guy at some point owned 87% of it.
That's power, bro.
That is power.
In a foreign country.
In a foreign country, yeah, man.
Damn.
That's beautiful.
That's like, yeah, no, that's power, bro.
That's power right there, yeah. So, yeah, to me, it's so strange that this story is not being brought to the forefront as much as it should be.
It's the same guys. The guys that own the banks, the same guys that own the mainstream media. It's the same guys that own everything. They own us. They are presidents, basically.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
I know recently there was a tweet. I'm just trying to look for it. I can't seem to find it. And this tweet was basically saying, guys, how do we react to this? Do we go and withdraw all our monies and no longer bank with the banks that we bank with? You know, how do we get the, like, how do we mobilize, basically? Like, from this information we have, what are we going to do about it? Are we just, because obviously we are being, there's other things that just almost like take our attention. What do we do?
Sadly, you can't boycott the banking system because.
You could. You could use Bitcoin.
Ooh, yeah, man.
True. How are you going to get car finance from Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Or home finance?
Yep. And how are you going
to withdraw the money? What happened to stock fails? Isn't that still like a big thing?
But no, by the way, stock fails are just a saving. It's almost like a saving mechanism. Yeah,
it's a bundled saving kind of thing.
It's just it's an
and then one day someone's going to get robbed as they withdraw the
currently,
money from
there's
bank.
A lot of robbery going on.
Like, robbed.
I got it, guys.
What do we do?
We need a chiller's bank.
You see? Now we're thinking.
Oh! Whoa, whoa, whoa. You get a loan! Everybody gets a loan! We don't care the interest rate. We don't care what you get paid back.
The chillers deserve some credit. Shout out for all their passion and dedication and loyalty. So it's impossible, man. How do you, you know?
Nah, they got us by the balls.
Yeah, they got us by the balls because you can't withdraw all your money and keep it under the mattress. How are you going to make transactions? How are you going to pay? How are you going
to... Cyril was able to
How's not going to clear your cart? You know, online, on Prada.com or Gucci or wherever course lady you buy.
There is an option to
what happened
an
to that black woman?
Yeah, you're going to do an EFT through the bank, remember?
What happened to that black lady who started her own bank?
Oh, yeah, what happened to that lady? Fact checker, what happened to that lady who started a bank? That purple pinkish bank. The first ever black owned bank. What happened to that?
Yeah, at this rate, we need her.
Yeah.
But even though the moment it starts becoming big, they're going to buy her out.
Oh, yeah. Fact checker's got something.
Her name is Ntabiseng Dikotsi, and what happened to her bank is that she couldn't find enough people to actually invest onto the shares for the bank.
What's the name of that bank?
It's called YWBN Mutual Bank.
Oh. And I remember, I think there was one interview where someone spoke to her, or was it her Twitter, where she was speaking so weirdly, like, it's like, I can't trust this person.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah,
you remember?
Yeah,
there was a platform where she expressed her thoughts and ideas. And it was just so, like, pedestrian, like,
She's still active, but the case was that she was supposed to actually raise approximately 2 million rands to open up the bank. And then she requested that normal citizens actually enter, buying at a shareholding price of 1,000. So the starting price was 1,000 rand.
So she would
but
need
she
2,
couldn't,
people.
Yes, but she couldn't meet the required amount of people to actually open it up. And this is an article by News 24 back in 2021. So ever since then, there hasn't been anything recent except for her tweet.
You know, when I was watching the Eugene Koza episode,
yeah.
I realize why people like your voice is nice, bro.
Yo.
Dog, yeah. Yes. You could be like a voice of... Remember that voice of Salsi, the initial voice?
Yes.
Salsi.
For yourself. Sultry and sexy. Yes. Gorgeous.
She's got that voice.
Allure of a voice.
I used to have a jingle on YFM called Magaiva Nkongitane. Can you say that?
Say it.
It means Magaiva Nkongitang in Venda.
Damn. I'm proud of you, man. Yeah. I thought it was something filthy and dirty.
No.
I thought it was like, my God, I licked my scrotum or something. damn, that's so clean.
Wow, okay.
Let's hear.
Please repeat that.
MacGyver Nikongitani.
MacGyver Nikondetani.
Nikongitani.
No, but say it with feeling and emotion. Like you would.
Say it like to Tato, yeah.
Look at Tato.
MacGyver Nikongitani.
MacGyver, Nikon Tetani.
Okay. Here we go. Around the pronunciation.
MacGyver, you've got MacGyver right.
Yes, Nikon Tetani.
Nikon Gitani. Yeah.
MacGyver Nikon Gitani.
Okay, so it's MacGyver Nikon Gitani.
Yes.
Like Ngigita.
Ngita. Gitani.
Let's go. Man. You ready?
Imagine your boss saying, say MacGyver.
And she's saying,
What are you doing to me? Now I understand why she can't do it. You know? Yeah. You're her boss, bro. Imagine your boss saying, what are you doing to me?
Maybe say Tato.
Say, what are you doing to me?
You're Tato.
No.
No wonder she's so uncomfortable. She's Eugene Cousin in the radio. She's my boss.
Okay, let me not look at you, Pacheco.
Let's go ask Fact Checker for the pills of Panado or whatever whenever you got a headache.
Okay. MacGyver, Nikon Tetani.
You're scared.
Nikon Getani.
Dudu, leave the room. Then say Fact Checker.
Yeah, but you can try. But it's a new year next year. We're auditioning.
Okay, tell me, MacGyver and Nico what?
Nikon Gitani.
MacGyver.
We must have the name.
MacGyver. Nikon Gitani.
Okay. That sounds like. Okay. Sounds cool. Sounds very sexy, but
that's
like.
Giving
very...
mug and bean.
Yeah. Skipping, no, yeah, skipping.
Did you try say so?
Oh, wow. Dude, sit down.
Yeah. Anyway, Fetchaker, please turn on the TV. I want to show you guys this thing, man. I came across it.
On the TV.
Man, this thing is so funny, man. Robert Boy put me on this, man. Yeah, I want a chila's punch.
It's the chila's punch.
Should I tell you what's going on? Or do you guys want to watch it and then I explain after?
What does it mean? Does it need you to explain?
No.
Oh, is it self-explanatory?
Were you explained to before you saw it?
Yes, I was explained to by Robert Boy.
Before you watched it?
Yes.
Okay, then explain to us.
So basically, what's happening here, there's a penguin, right? He goes off hard at work, you know?
A penguin.
Hard at work, bringing back home the bacon. When he gets home, they're rocking his wife.
A penguin, bro.
So now he starts fighting with the penguin that's rocking his wife. And then they fuck him up, bro.
Who fucks up the penguin?
The other penguin, the one who's rocking the woman. Fucks up the penguin.
Wait, how's a penguin rocking a woman?
Let's watch.
How's a penguin rocking a woman?
No, I need to watch this.
Bum shy, ne? He admits defeat, ne? Then it's like the woman must choose between him or the new guy.
Oh, damn.
The woman choose. Okay, you'll see who the woman chooses.
Okay, hold on. Maximize the screen, please.
Yeah. Watch this, man. This shit is wild, bro.
Maximize.
There you go. Listen.
Every September, 200,000 penguins flock here to fix up their nests and breed. Life here is good.
There's the guy, Rocky. Wabon, I'm shy.
But now, this husband has come home to find his wife with another penguin. He flips out. His strategy is simple. Batter the homewrecker until he flees. Most birds have hollow bones in their wings to make them lighter for flight. But penguins don't fly. Their flippers contain solid bone. They use them like baseball bats to club each other, delivering up to 8 blows a second. Thick blubber helps protect vital organs from the pummeling.
The one on the left is the husband.
Stalemate.
Now she must choose.
The love rivals call to the female to let her decide the victor.
Yeah, they're calling her. She must choose.
Oh, wow, there she is.
She chooses the homewrecker.
Bye-bye.
The husband stands to lose the mother of his children. he follows them home. This fight isn't over yet. With the home wrecker hiding in the burrow, the only way to get to him is with a beak attack. Penguins usually use their beaks to gouge their burrows. Now, they are gouging out eyes. The husband escalates the fight. He stands to lose more than his partner.
Listen to the commentator.
An injured penguin is a prime target for hungry birds of prey.
Listen to the commentator.
He makes one last plea to the female. But she's got no time for losers.
No time for losers.
Defeated and humiliated, he's left out in the cold.
Ah, he walks away, dog. Mother of his children.
He'll lick his wounds and move on. In a colony of nearly a quarter of a million, there are more fish in the sea.
Mugwanti's like, hey, this one.
What a fool.
Wow. But what did he do? That's my question. What did he do?
What do you mean?
He was out there working for the family, bringing home the bacon.
Kanina, no robot bunny aporega. Actually, that's where we need to go to.
But that's sad, bro. That's sad. Oh. Or even in animals, there's wholeness. Even in animals, there's wholeness.
This?
Wholeness.
Oh.
Yeah?
Siabone,
these people are not loyal, chief.
Even penguins. Even, the guy's out there working for the family, and you're like, he doesn't have enough time for me. And then you choose just a child, roaming the streets. You pick him.
All that was missing was, you know when it ends.
Oh, the penguin picture. Man, that's so sad.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's funny though, but so sad.
Oh, gosh.
So sad, Mar. Yo.
Imagine that happened to you, dog. That's the worst thing that can happen to a man. Imagine Mokjela and then Mokshaya. And the woman chooses.
No, but you see, my thing is make free engine and then Nyakhelo. Unless I know the nigga. Like if he's my neighbor.
You accept.
For example. No, if I know him.
Okay.
I know him. Then I will want to fight him because it's like, you disrespected me. You directly went for my home, my person. But if I don't know the nigga, come home with a nigga I've never seen, I don't know him, fine. My problem is with my woman. You know what I mean? And then she's made her choice. You just go, pack and leave. That nigga, that penguin nigga was willing to lose his life over a cheating woman. You know what I mean? Like, why would I want to lose my life over a cheating woman?
There's so many penguins in the sea.
Literally. You know what I mean? Why would I want to fight for you? Like, you've decided I'm not worth it. I'm not worth fighting for. I'm not worth shit. So why are you worth fighting for? Why would I fight another nigga for a person who's betrayed me? You know what I mean? You've shown yourself not to be a lover of mine, but maybe
Ghosty, how do you choose? Okay, I want to be with this new nigga now.
But I choose by who am I committed to. So that's why I say, what did he do? There's something the husband
who makes you feel happy. You see, you may be committed to someone by marrying them, but who brings you proper joy? It may not be the guy you've committed to.
It could be that you're not necessarily, who are you committed to?
Who makes you happy?
It may not be your husband. I'm just saying, in this situation, she's committed to the other guy. So that's why she chose the other guy.
So who would you choose? You're committed to him now because you're married to him.
Yeah.
But this other guy brings you joy, happiness that Mnaga doesn't. Oh, wow. Erase him now that your husband doesn't.
Your work husband.
But that's, like, look at how so much for erase him now. I'm gonna put the work husband. Oh, wow. Hey, someone just. I still.
Hey. Call no shamans and I saw a pig over a penguin. Call no shamans. Hey.
When I'm up on the sagnalet.
Hey.
No, back to this thing. I just say, it's who you're committed to. If in that scenario, I'm committed to the other guy, then it's the other guy. You understand?
He's got fire strokes, clearly, that nigga.
Clearly, that nigga got some other strokes,
something,
man.
Something. I don't know. But it's also, it goes back to, what did the husband do? Because you have some men who come back and they want to get all fighty, fighty, fighty.
In Tabisa, I'm sure this happens a lot. Ne?
So, do women, are you saying?
There's no penguins in Sydney.
It's good price stand. It's good price stand. I want to pay me. I'm going to say 10 bits. Oh. I'm going to say it's sweet. I'm going to say it's a price stand. 10 bits.
They don't cheat. No cheating in Tembisa, ne?
Ah, grab the mic.
What do you mean there's no cheating in Tembisa?
Ah, small class.
Remember, tell me some daughter, what happened?
Drop your fucking thing with
me. And like, the twins are not mine. Oh, Tempusa, there's no cheating. Get out of here, nigga.
Bro, what's with you in this new style of... Like, we can't see you, bro.
It's not new.
It's when he hears something profound, he does that.
I want to back and people are like, one day it's always going to fall. Hey, my man, is it a new style?
Yes.
No, it's not new.
I always lean back. He does. Get out of here, Max.
No.
It's not new, but it's not cool.
Yeah, people want to see you, bro.
I'm not trying to be cool up in here.
Yeah.
They must see you with Uyakhakaza right now.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
We've got glitter, Uyakhakaza. You know,
yeah,
Khakaza.
And why do you guys speak Zulu the whole of... It was like Ukhozi FM with Eugene.
Oh, Eugene is asking me in Zulu. Speak Zulu, I'll speak Zulu back.
Food check. I'll bring my cousin here and don't bash van. Then don't nyere be you.
Njerere. What does Njerere mean, bro? You from Njerere?
No, it's a town. It's a town.
What does it mean? Does the name have a meaning, the word Njerere?
It's a good question, no?
But normally towns don't have, like, you don't know the meaning.
Because I come from Njerere, Padzima. I was born in Silom.
What does Padzima mean?
Padzima is a city, like a town.
Like the meaning of Padzima. What is
Padzima?
The meaning of Joburg?
What's the meaning of Joburg? Yeah.
Exactly.
No. Johannesburg was named after a person. It was a town planner. Joburg was named after one of the guys like who was a town planner like of Joburg. Please check who Joburg was named after. Fact checker, what are you doing?
Oh, this nigga smart.
Oh,
when Eugene is not here.
I'm not here. I want to hang around with people who are smarter than me. I want Mac G dropping my IQ. Every day I chill with Mac G, like, it's like...
It takes
a nosedive. I need to chill around Trevor Noah, you know? Eugene Koza.
Hey.
Cesar Gamo, you know? I need to chill around really smart people.
You get to chill with Cesar every day, though.
Yeah. And then it has improved me. Cesar wants you to call him.
Why?
I don't know. Why? He says, tell Mac to call me on the show.
On the show.
He says, call him on the show.
You guys must really need ratings, huh?
No. This was off
air. Yo, Mac.
Nah, dog. We're the best breakfast show in the country. 959 Breakfast is the best breakfast show in the country. No,
why couldn't you call me? Or send me a text. Hey, call me back.
Says call him on the show.
Why on air? For what?
I don't know.
All right, my man. This airtime is precious. Push your dealer's back.
Hey, you ain't mixing you. Guys, don't let him lie to you.
Exactly.
Make adores Caesar.
Afterwards, you'll be calling him.
He's gonna call.
Yeah, what if Trevor's coming? I don't know.
Bro, there's like a 12-pack just
there. And it's finished.
Still has punch.
And it's finished. I don't know how it happened.
What do you
mean 24? Between three people, who are 24? In Amakanda.
Why don't you give us a fact?
I don't know. I was.
This show's a mess, bro.
According to Google, Njerere is a bird, so it's either a falcon or an eagle.
Wow.
Njerere.
Yes. Nice. And then in terms of Johannesburg, it was named after two people, Christian Johannes Jobet and Johannes Risik.
And what were they doing?
Wow, I never knew that.
You didn't know?
They were surveying the land.
They were surveying the land. Yes, I knew it. Town planners or some surveyors of the land.
Yeah, they designed were mapping Joburg, and essentially. Land surveying.
Yeah. This one, you don't know Joburg was named after people.
Uh-uh.
Damn, bro. Shit. No, it was, but you know now. Like, we all learn everything.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember learning it, yeah.
It must be when you're around bright people, hey?
I think I was around Caesar, bro, yeah.
I thought as much, yeah. What have you learned from us, so?
To be free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay to be yourself, ne?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what was so profound about that episode?
Yeah.
At the end, I wish you guys had gone on longer. Now I know what it feels like to be a chiller when you're like, yo, 1 hour, 30 minutes.
Oh, damn, for real.
Hey, it went on.
When
he started speaking about anxiety, dog, I can relate, dog.
Yeah.
Everything you're talking about, dog. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit. And me and you are boys, dog, but I didn't know you were feeling that way.
Yeah.
Mm. Crazy, eh?
Yeah.
I knew exactly what you're saying. It's not depression, but it's.
No,
like,
it's not depression.
It's not like I want to kill myself.
Nah, it's.
But it's like the mind just keeps working,
bro. I hate it, bro. I hate it ever. Like,
what happens to you, bro?
Every second of my life, every second, good or bad, you know, whether you're happy or not happy, whether good or bad, it's just there, you know.
I know you had me there. You touched me, dog.
Oh, my man.
I almost donated money to be a super chiller or whatever.
You should have. But 400,000. Shut out. Shut out. Goes back to the chillers.
Fund the chiller. Or something.
Yeah, fund the chiller, yeah.
Ghost Lady, what else you got, man?
So, guys, we're talking about Skomota, and it's one of the stories here. So, and it says, hands off Skomota. He's allegedly been abused sexually. Sleeping with mentally unstable individuals is a punishable by law. Like, that's it. So
did that arise after Eugene's
episode? Who's sleeping with what?
Thing. No. Like that's just a story. Like I got from my pepandab.
I think what they're trying to say is that anyone who sleeps with them is taking advantage of him because he's not mentally.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, true. Wanting head from someone who's not all right in the head. What?
Son.
Where's Eugene when you need him?
Yeah.
No, what do you hear from someone who's not all right? It's not fine, you know? Because it's like, number one, you need to consent to certain things and some people need like, to be of mental.
I get it though. Like, does he have proper mental understanding what is even participating in?
Exactly. That's not right. You can't do it, of course.
But is it confirmed he's mentally ill? Like, it's not.
It's not confirmed. It's just a hearsay.
And let's have him on.
Let's have him on and ask him. If he's cool, like, you know, and there's nothing wrong with, I mean, with not, if you're born a certain way you are, or if you are a certain way through accident or whatever, then you, it is what it is. You're that way.
Oh, man, I'm going to go for tangent. Do you think there's a chiller that has everything that we've ever sold on the podcast? Like the original shirt, the 1 million bottle, the black the flops.
Plenty.
Chiller's punch.
And maybe has the cup. The
plenty. Cup. You think so? To, my birthday party, you've been to an event of yours, plenty.
For real?
Who then who went to road to 1 million, plenty. Aibo.
For real?
Plenty.
Tuto says he has everything.
Tuto has everything.
Even the spit bri. Even the spit bri. Even as the fucking, the spit bri that was last used to cook the year-end meal. He has it. Like, you know, Mac, he ate salt, ate from this, you know.
Hey, we don't know what the one takes.
Tuto says still has...
No, man.
Tuso still has the condoms he sold, bro, at YFM. And he's used them, mind you.
No, man, we need to do something, dude. Let's do something for all those chillers that have that, man. That's fucking amazing, bro. Hey, Penduka?
Yeah.
Or am I just...
What are you going to do for those kind of chillers, though?
Something special, man. Maybe they can join us for a recording.
Yeah.
The last recording.
The ultimate would then just be meeting us and joining us for a recording.
Please, man. Can we do that?
Because we guard this place so much. Like,
okay,
we
please email doodoo@thisismacg.com if you have everything. We're talking about like the merch, the 1 million bottle, the black bottle.
Or something.
White bottle, chiller's punch, the sip and chill.
Yeah.
No, but a picture is easier because I could buy the merch now. Oh, but there are some things that aren't for sale now, right?
No, the merch is sold out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome then. Yeah, then we'll send a picture of those things.
Like, I've seen pictures, like, of chillers. Let's say they're wearing the T-shirt. They've got the graduate.
From when we started, Ghost Lady.
And yeah.
Like, this is the original logo. This is the original logo.
Wait.
It's still
original,
the same logo, bro.
Has it changed?
The logo's still the same, bro.
Yeah, but they don't preach merch. Oh, no, they do, actually. They do.
Well, with this design, you mean?
Yeah, but it's sold out now.
But I get what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, that particular gray, I know.
Oh, and then there was grandeur that me and Saul's, looks like it is Saul, Len. Signed.
Yes.
We signed the first 300 bottles of grandeur.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's how you're going to know.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you're
going
to know. Dope.
There's a lot of stuff, bro.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you're going to know.
There's a lot of stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, those chillers deserve something, man.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, shout out to all chillers. We appreciate all chillers.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Some, you know, have really been there and have put more than just a, like, they've put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the last show we do, the last Monday, let's have them.
What's Komodo?
No. Komodo will be the last celebrity. I get it's a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be the last
celebrity.
Yeah, he is.
He's a celebrity.
He's bigger than us, bro.
Wait, we're going to have him on a Thursday?
No.
Is he able to communicate like for that long?
Dudu will decide, man. I'm just an employee here.
Hey, just trust Komodo.
Okay, Dudu, the producer, says he can be a friend of the show, not celebrity.
No, a friend of the show, bro. Come on.
Man, I'm just an employee here. Whatever Dudu says.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm correcting you. Dudu said,
and she's my boss.
May I ask, is it all the items or like a specific amount? Maybe 5 items from podcasting.
Oh, that's how we get to.
Like from.
No, maybe one who can prove the most items.
The most items. No
one with all the items, but this one with like 6 items.
Oh, okay. Mm. Just one.
Well, like I said, I'm an employee, so I'll work for you. You decide.
Yeah, I'm sure. You decide, Dean, again. The most. One who's got the most items. To say that I'm a chiller.
I've got this and that and that. And
yeah, this is what I have from this.
You must also send a picture, right?
Pictures, please.
I wanted to play a game, but we had 1 minute, 20 minutes.
No, let's play a game.
Let's play.
We love games.
Yeah.
Did you send it on the... guys. I'm jet lagged.
Lord, 1 minute, 30
minutes. Jet lagged.
Ah, jet lagged.
Jet lagged.
1 minute, 30 minutes.
You never told us about Miami, though. How was it?
Miami was fucking fire, bro.
It's on your WhatsApp, Mac.
WhatsApp.
Okay. Yeah, bro. How was Miami?
Miami was fucking fire, man.
Yeah.
Oh, where did you go? Did you go to a strip club?
Yeah,
of course, to Miami.
How was it?
Amazing.
BBLs?
Not so much. Not so much.
No BBLs, the strip club.
No, but like on the street, they're just everywhere, bro. But like, it was amazing, man. It's like Durban mixed with Cape Town. It's very relaxed. Way better than New York. I enjoyed it more than New York.
Are there women like skating in bikinis? Because remember, we used to see that when we watched Miami Vice.
On my last day, there was a woman naked by the elevator because she was fighting with a man and whatever. She was literally naked, dog. And everybody was just moving about like their business.
I've noticed that. They don't even look like it's surprising to them, innit?
But the weirdest thing...
How does she was naked fighting with a man. Like, how?
They were fighting and she was down there by the ground floor and she was naked and they were fighting. But you could see her coochie, you could see her bum, everything, and it was like normal.
Oh.
Yeah. But fuck, I gotta say, guys, it's not the same traveling without you guys, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's boring. I'm not gonna lie.
For real?
I'm not gonna lie, dog. I'm not gonna lie.
Why
do you embark in such journeys alone? You know
you're... No, you know me. I'm a boring person. If I don't have a gig... Nyalala, I eat, chill. But, you know, I live vicariously through Tato.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Through some pee.
You are more happy when you see other people happy. Exactly.
And the boys live.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We all got our passports.
I got no crazy stories.
The young blow.
You know what I mean? I got no crazy story because I was cooked up in the hotel, you know, married man, minding my own business.
But also, that's the platform where he's going to go the wildest because there's no one around to say, hey, so I'm pretty sure there's a lot he's not telling us.
Yep.
So don't do that.
Hey, Mac, me if I go by myself to Miami, if I go one man to Miami, don't lie to us on a public platform here. Oh, you think we were born yesterday, this guy.
The funniest thing is, as I land there, right? So opposite where I'm staying, there's like the place is called the Tavern, actually. It's like a small restaurant, right? So as soon as I land, put my bags in the hotel, boom. And then I go meet Zandy. Shout out to Zandy, man. She took care of me as well as Zico. Oh. Zico's one fucking crazy guy, man. That guy's like, as soon as I landed, he wanted me to commit a felony, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, bro, relax. I just landed, bro.
People call it
what
felony.
What felony do you want you to come in?
There's a sign that says, welcome to Miami. You're not allowed to take a picture there. He's like, yo, bro, let's take a picture there, man. I know it's illegal, but let's do it. I'm like, yo, bro, I just...
Yeah, why is it illegal?
I don't know.
It's like
but,
a touristy thing.
But that guy, he goes to a restaurant with his own alcohol. And they're like, sir, did you come with this? Like, yeah. You gonna do what?
Oh, oh man.
Who's...
Zico,
hey,
Zico. Whoa.
Jesus
Christ,
Zico.
Is he South African?
He's South African. Oh. Yeah, yeah, he's Zulu. Zulu guy. Okay. So now, I get to that tavern place.
Yeah.
So, Dineo was there, Zandy. Dineo was drinking.
Oh, Dineo was there as well?
Yeah, Dineo was there.
Shout out to
but I didn't know she got fired because she came to New York the other time. She was telling me that's the reason she got fired. That's what I heard, my nigga. The streets are talking, my dog.
It's out in the Miami streets. The streets, dog. Miami streets.
Man, I didn't see her dismissal letter, if there was a dismissal letter or the reasons of her dismissal. I didn't see them. So maybe she's right. I don't know the reasons you got fired. Because remember, they wouldn't communicate them with me. And she didn't communicate them with me. So I don't know.
He's the Figile Mbalulu of ANC. Whoever comes and goes, he's there.
He's there. Yeah. Hey, son.
And you know, people
son
are like,
is a survivor.
And people, no, but... No.
Let me go pee.
Hold on. My employment contract is with who?
Kaya.
So why should I stay or go based on who's working at Kaya?
Where's the loyalty?
So I should have said, yo, Kaya, middle finger, you fight the nail, I'm out.
No.
So how should I have gone about it, Mac?
No, but it doesn't mean what we're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
No. How should I have
shown loyalty? You're smart, dog.
You're smart.
It's a smart
you're
move.
You're smart also.
Basically, self-distance himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the move.
How should I have... Whoa. How should I have shown loyalty?
No, you didn't have to.
You're not answering my question. How should I have shown loyalty to Danelle? Answer the question you have been asked and put forth in front of you. How should I have shown Danelle loyalty when she got dismissed?
I don't know if I'm going to put it as loyalty, but in terms of having kind of like knowledge of and sharing knowledge of, okay, these are the reasons, this is what's happening. But that's what I'm saying. You distance yourself, you never knew nothing. And then it obviously opened up the thing of, clearly you guys were just like, hey, you do you and I'm doing me.
Guys, Dineo was handed a contract that says Dineo Ranaga as host breakfast show. In contract with the second party, which is Kai FM. That's what a contract looks like. At the top, the first thing you're going to read on a contract
is that.
And I've got a contract that says, Tandubuntu Solom Zipenduga, as co-host, breakfast show, in contract with Kaya.
True.
Now, her contract, I didn't even know how much she was getting paid. She doesn't know how much I'm getting paid.
True.
Her contract is hers. Yeah. My contract is mine. Why is it that when my contract gets... scrapped and it's no longer in place.
You're taking this too far. It's
now she needs to know the details of it.
So you've gone too far.
No, what I'm saying is it's two adults. Hold on.
No.
Let me speak. You're saying I distance myself from not knowing stuff in her contract.
No, it's not about her dismissal. Stuff in the contract. I'm talking about general when you have got like. It's like family, right? When you're working together, it's understanding each other and having that thing of, if I disappear, like I'm out, I'd expect Max to just tell the truth and just be like, no, instead of it becomes this like question mark. It's unknown. That's hovering. No, it's just like, yo, guys, this is what happened. And that's what happened with you. That's what I saw.
Guys.
It's like you distance yourself. You didn't know. You didn't want to like say, this is the reason or this is what.
I don't know the reason management takes decisions.
It's not about that. I'm just saying your conversation.
Do you know the reason
man
takes a decision, for example, regarding with the podcast and the direction? Aya. Yeah.
So what about Simpiwe? What about Simpiwe?
Do you know the reasons Mac takes...
I get that. No. I'm not about the reasons for Kaya.
Because if Simpi was loyal, he should have left with Aya.
Yeah. According to you, Mac. According to you. Simpi should have said, that's off. Aya.
That's off,
sex, yeah, humble.
Mara, he doesn't know.
I'm gonna go up him in the heavens in.
No, I'm gonna go up in the heavens around the nail and then the car.
Yeah, imagine you can. Yeah.
Hence I was saying, she had a contract with Kaya. I've got a contract. We are colleagues. We didn't come as a package together. Imagine!
Did you say, Abana loyalty, Abashayo?
No, because I laughed now. Did you know now?
Abashayo!
Abashayo! Abana loyalty! Abashayo!
Like, honestly. Did you know now I'm good? But I mean, she had a thing with Kaya. And I had a thing with Kaya, and then we so happened to work together within our separate things with Kaya. You know what I mean? As part of 18.
So let's say, for example...
I'm not a professional. I'm a broadcaster. Come on now. I've done shows with a lot of people before. I've done shows with More Flavor. I've done shows with Fresh. I've done... Right. Do a show with Max.
So let's say, for example, I get fired from my own company like Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you staying or are you going with me?
Ah, he's staying.
My contract was with the company you fight for. My contract doesn't say.
He just told you.
My contract doesn't say. MGM and MacGyver have agreed. No, unless you send me a WhatsApp as a contract. Yo, my nigga, come work with me, dog. You good? Like, yeah, I'm good, my G. Cool. And then you get fired. I'm like, yo, but my contract says I'm working. Do you know that you don't even appear anywhere in my contract, right?
Yeah.
You don't even appear anywhere.
Yeah.
He doesn't appear anywhere. Mm. Him, he doesn't. You know what I mean? But obviously, that's a bad example because it's like, how? And now I'm working with who now? You know, what I mean? Like, it's a bad example. But my thing is, there's three entities here. There's Dineo, there's myself, and then there's Kaya as an entity. And both our thing with Kaya was separate. Yet, just like everybody else, the newsreader, everybody else, look at different contracts, you know? So, I asked again, as a sign of loyalty, what should I have done when she left?
Leave with her.
I'm not saying that.
Left, was she going to leave with me?
No, I don't think so. I doubt it. Never.
Then it puts this thing to bed.
Exactly.
Thank you.
No.
Everybody
just...
said no.
Guluva.
It's not Guluva vibes, man. It's just...
Tati Kava. Tati Kava.
It's called contract. It's called Guluva. It's contract.
Tati Kava Lova.
Tuso is like every Guluva.
Imagine, Guluva, this is what they say, Kaya. Guluva for himself.
Every Guluva for himself. No, man. No, guys, look, I loved him. And when she left, I was not cool. I was heartbroken, of course. You know what I mean? Because you build a rapport and you become very close to someone you work with.
Say less,
but at the end of the day, the show must go on. Yeah. And I must also work and do what I love doing. One thing is I love being up behind the mic and exactly. I must continue doing it, you know?
All right, cool, man. It's time for some announcements. Yes! Songs I Put My Name On, Volume 2. It's coming out this Friday as well. Thing so, 1st is December is massive, bro.
Thing is out.
Fucking Frustan.
Fucking Frustan.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
It's nice. It's nice. No, it's a nice song, man.
Dudu is here hyping the song.
You like it, Dudu?
No, because she's on the music video. And...
Oh, wow. Dudu, in the video?
She's a baddie there.
Did you shoot the video?
Yeah, with her podcast husband.
Yeah, exactly.
When did you shoot the video?
There, at the lodge.
At the lodge.
When you were gone.
A lot happened.
Who shot the video?
Tabang.
Oh, damn. Mm. Oh, that's a lot.
So Sabang shot the scenes where we in the quad bikes.
Quad bikes, yeah.
And then Monday is going to shoot the full and incorporate that.
Oh, I see. Mm. So some of the footage was shot at the lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I can't wait to see it, man.
Yeah, so... Hey, but there's one song. It's fucking massive. Tuso said I must put Oscar Mbo's name on it, which I did. Oscar Mbo fucked with it. He likes it as well.
Is it?
So he can push it. Because, you know, we're very lazy with pushing songs. Oh. We release so many songs,
But when it comes to pushing...
So how's the song? Why was Oscar Mbo the guy to go to?
It's Afrotech vibe. Like three-step, Afrotech.
Oh, whoa.
And Oscar heard it and he loves it?
Yeah, and then I played in Miami, dog. They fucking vibed with it.
For real?
Bro. Yeah. Like
no. Shut up, bro. Let me hear the song, man.
You want to hear it?
What's the name of the song?
Welele.
So yeah, so the album is coming out 1st December, but on Thursday, the 30th of November, we're doing a live mix at the Sofeng.
Shout out to Dada Pir from the Sofeng.
Yeah, so if chillers want to come out there, make sure you come through. We're going to have a live mix. You know, like when we dropped the first songs, my...
Kokosmo.
So, yeah, Kokosmo. Remember like that?
Dope.
But now we're having a live audience. And we'll have merch. We're going to have chillers punch. So if you're a chiller, make sure you come through. That's on the 30th of November, ne? Yeah, at the Sofeng.
At the Sofeng.
Yeah, I'm going to mix live.
Who's the Sofeng?
Yeah, I want to mix live, of course.
Nah, Soweto.
I'm standard, I'm mixing as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I'll be there, I'm mixing. I'll bring my guitarist.
Got my melodies.
Zone 10.
Middlelands, Zone 10.
It's Middlelands. Middlelands.
So I'm going to play songs that are on the EP and songs that were almost on the EP. Like, remember I sent you the folder of the 200 songs?
I remember, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a song you like by Ituba, ne?
There's a song, I'm on Groove Cartel. Check my mix out on Groove Cartel. I played Ituba. But I want to do some, I feel like it's a bit incomplete.
So that guy.
I want to do some stuff.
That guy by Ituba, he's got three songs on the EP.
Oh, shit.
That guy's amazing. What's his name? Please let me shout him out.
Jablani. Jablani Pirin. Ah. Oh, it's... Huh? 21-year-old. Oh, and the irony, the guy who owns... this whole thing is Piri as well. So it's an irony, a nice one.
Let me...
Yeah. Teboko Piri, ne?
Yeah. Let me tell you about the EP.
Shout out to Tebla! Mrembula!
Let me tell you about the EP. Hold on. So the first track, ne?
What happened to your phone cover?
I lifted it on. First track is Izinto Zalom Tlaba, featuring Sergey Lute, the producer who did Ituba.
Oh, Sergey Lute.
Yeah, who else is he featuring?
Shout out, yeah.
And he features the girl who's in grade 10. She sings. Yeah.
Oh, is that my favorite song?
Yeah, that's his favorite song. Nobuhlondaba.
Ndalo.
She's in grade 10.
Okay.
Number two is Faggy Frostan featuring Lemek Crazy and T-Man Express. We're going to do a video for that one, yeah?
Shout out to T-Man. Monday. Love his work.
Number three is the one that's going to cause a headache. It's not even a hit yet. Yeah, it's Mac G, Oscar Mbo, and Sheikh Omar. He's the producer. The vocalist is Born King. Welele.
Oh, Born King, okay. Yeah. Welele.
And then number four is Banga Nchukucha, featuring Sergey Lute.
Banga Nchukucha.
Jeffrey.
Now I need
Joseph Pir. Yeah, but who am I going to point to? So, like, I need someone to point to.
I'm coming, dog. I need to point
to Tibla.
Tibla, brother.
Yeah. Okay, Tuso.
Okay, goes late. And then number five is Impilo, Sergey Lute again.
Okay.
With Sandy. Yo, this one has like six artists on one song.
Which one?
Crazy.
Is that?
Mpilo, number five.
Mpilo, okay.
There's a guy who sounds like. Banganchukucha, sorry. Yeah, Banganchukucha is number four. It's got like six artists.
All right.
There's one who sounds like Dali Wonga.
Dali Wonga, yeah, I heard
Doug's that. Dad, all those guys. And then there's number six, Tekanike, which is one of my favorites by Heartbeats.
Oh.
Yeah, man. So that's the EP.
What is that? Which one is that one that Abafuni Sibisi Slangani together? Or Sibe together. There was this, you know.
Sing it, let me in.
Oh, what is that? Like, no. It basically says, Abantu abafuni ukuthi siphumelele
usihlangane. That's Sykes.
Yes, T-Man Sykes.
I know. I was meant to drop that, but I was like.
Oh, lonely, ne? Yes.
Yeah. So lonely.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was like, it's not better than Iplan. I can't drop it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you didn't drop it.
All these tracks are better than Iplan.
What? Yeah, that's why you didn't drop the music.
Oh, guys.
Hey.
Sykes. Wow.
You just dropped that.
You didn't drop because it's not better than Iplan.
No. That one is like. If you listen to the album that me and T-Man dropped, ne? It's slow burners. Like, it takes time for you to get...
Just drop the music, man.
Nah, bro. Now it's... Dap-dap season.
Okay. You drop a dap-dap song, someone drops a bigger dap-dap.
Exactly.
There's always going to be a big dap-dap song.
So you're constantly going to be disappointed,
if I dropped it in the EP, people wouldn't hear it.
You don't know that.
I'm telling you, bro. That needs, like, next year, Feb. Yeah. It's a love song, bro.
Nah, man.
It's not a dap-dap. Manje... Bayang Chukucha. Chukucha. Rocking, my man.
Who's? Who dropped the song Mount Jacuja? Hey, man.
Did the AP, my man. We're rocking.
Oh, no, the song called Mount Jacuja. Oh, my goodness. Now, send me the AP, man. Come in, send me the AP, man. I want to hear.
Okay, I'll play Welele so you guys can hear it as we close off.
All right, cool.
Penduka.
Call Caesar, man. Caesar's so much.
Nah, I ain't calling Caesar, man.
Hey, damn, right?
For what?
I don't know. I have no idea why he wants you to call him. He even sent me a reminder that, yo, bro, Mac, is a reminder.
I think there's something big, Mac. I feel like this is big.
Nah.
This is going to be big for us.
Guys, we can't be seen like groupies. We're calling Caesar every week. Come on, man. Chance. I'll
season.
Call him when I go home in the car.
Why without us?
I just want to say, man, I love you guys so much.
Oh, Sam.
For real.
You're jet lagged, eh?
He's jet lagged. It's the jet lag. It's the punch.
Yeah. No, I missed it. When I was out in Miami, I realized, like, you don't know what you have until it's gone, man.
Man, you should book this flight to come join
you,
man.
We're gone. We were here.
Yeah, I want to shoot that side.
We all have our visas for America.
Yeah, our 10-year visas are still qualifying, you know?
Yeah.
But wait.
What?
There's more.
Oh. Hey, Mac.
There's more love you're going to give us. Okay.
What more is there?
Give me a drum roll. Hey, I've had so many announcements on this episode. Mm.
Shout out.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all thought I was just partying in Miami. Man, I was fucking working out here, my dog.
Oh, shit, dog. Yeah?
It is confirmed.
Oh, shit, dog.
Podcast and Chill is going to USA tomorrow. Hey! No, sorry. Next year, June.
That's tomorrow, man. Tomorrow. We're like, tomorrow.
No, so we've got a tour next year.
Ghost Lady's like, Nego.
Yo,
the best thing you
man, I've
dropped.
Been swallowing confetti all this fucking time. So who's gonna clean this?
Papi, listen to me, Papi.
Bro,
we're going to USA next year, June.
No fucking way.
Yeah,
seriously.
We got a USA tour, it's confirmed.
No, we're going to
USA in October.
Hey, end November.
Now it's confirmed, that's what I was sealing.
Are you for real?
It's confirmed, dog. They're waiting for us, bro.
Oh, where are we going in the USA?
Bro. Yeah. Name whatever state we are there, my nigga.
Wait. Give me the grand joke.
You know what?
The grand joke, nigga.
No, out with the old.
I'll dash with the punch. Give me the grand joke.
Yes.
Pack
shit.
You're not a pack of punch. What do you mean, man? So yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Tell me, bro.
Whatever state. What state y'all want to go to?
State.
LA.
We are there.
State in LA?
California. Los Angeles.
Wait, man, okay. Break it down to us.
California.
We are there, guys.
Nah, break it down, man. Hold on. Break it down. How are we in every state and any state we want?
Y'all motherfuckers be tripping out here, man. I'm finna get lit.
Oh, my God. Y'all motherfuckers.
Bro.
Oh.
Bro.
Take off that cap, nigga.
Wait, man. Bro, how are we in every state?
Connect me. Because they think I'm playing games.
Yeah, I feel like you're playing.
People think I'm just out there to
DJ. I want to go to Atlanta as well. Atlanta. Yeah,
Atlanta, crazy strip clubs, yeah?
Yeah.
And then,
You name it.
California, it's like the black it's LA.
Your wish is my command.
Capital, right, Kanye?
I serve you.
Hollywood is in California.
Yeah.
California is the porn thing as well. And then Silicon Valley is where?
Wherever you want to go. Just tell me.
Where they've got all the apples and stuff.
Yeah,
the IT guys.
Let me check. What time is it in New Jersey right now?
Oh, my goodness.
There you are.
You're checking what if your homies are sleeping.
Yeah, it's like, yo, nah, all my niggas are sleeping. Damn, bro, that sounds exciting, man.
You guys don't look excited.
No, we are.
I think it's because we're supposed to be in America.
Yeah, right.
So they all did visas. We didn't go this year.
Yeah.
But it's 10-year visas, guys, so it's fine, you know?
Zandy.
You're calling me when I'm actually in another meeting. Are you free maybe in an hour?
Listen, man, you're live on the podcast. Please, can you just tell the team what's happening next year? They don't believe me. Tell them what's happening next year, please.
Which part? Because we have a whole lot. But we're planning. Can I be honest? You want me to be honest?
Please be honest. Go ahead. because they don't believe me. Ngathi mina nginesi, I don't know.
All right, look. So what we're planning is something big that's never been done in America.
Whoa.
So we are thinking we want to partner with Podcast and Chill, and we want the whole crew to come to America. But that's not it. And then the following year, we have another one. But let that be on a little surprise. But for next year, Chisanyama USA, the biggest Southern African festival in America, is going to partner with Podcast and Chill. How do you guys like that?
Yeah!
And we need the entire crew. Even the bouncer at the door has to come. Even if you guys have a bouncer... We need that bouncer. We need the whole experience.
Nice.
Shout out, Zed. I've been telling them, but it's fine. It's fine. Shout out, Zed.
Yeah, and we're not only doing the festival. We want to do a tour, like hit every state if possible in the U.S. Because I mean, why not?
So we're gonna interview the guys that side.
Let's go, guys.
Let's go, bro.
No, let's go.
Let's go.
Can we interview Rick Ross? We know he's from Miami, so can we...
Doc, that's on lockdown.
We actually saw Rick Ross. We saw Rick Ross in Miami.
Yeah, because that's part of Miami. Yeah, that's Rick Ross's place. Now we need to talk to him, and then through him, we'll do everybody else, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Let's interview these guys, bro. Shame, too scared to come on the podcast.
Man. I'm excited. I think everybody's excited to meet you guys. Ghost ladies, Saul, everybody's been excited.
Shout out to you, Zandy. Zandy,
please tell them what happened when I dropped the Welele song.
Oh, that song, I think we are, as part of people that live in America, we are requesting that song to be called Miami. There's no way Mac is going to cheat us because the way people receive that song.
Wow.
Very, very beautiful.
Wow. In Miami.
Wow.
Not Conca. What is Conca?
You've conquered them.
You conquered them.
Big time.
Shab Zandy, love you long time.
Love you, Zand.
On a very positive note, I think, we really do need podcasts. Because remember, we just have DJs, everything, but we never had anything that's proper Southern African and the people actually.
Bro, tell them I filled up a club at West Palm Beach on a Monday fucking night.
On a fucking Monday, bro.
One man, no headliner. I was the head.
You the headliner, though.
He was the headliner, man.
It was amazing, man.
Let's do it, guys. I'm excited you guys are coming.
Bro, it's so much fun. There was a chiller who actually gave me money and a watch. Oh man, I had so much fun.
We're at the club.
Yeah, at the club, bro. Wow. Like, bro, the love is amazing.
I felt a little jealous because I've been doing this for a fucking long time. I've never gotten a watch and money.
No, shout out to you, Zandy. Shout out, man.
Shout out, Zandy. All
right.
Thanks, Zandy.
All right, shout out. Cool. No problem.
Oh, wow, what's happening, man? Shut up. Nice work, my nigga. That's what CEOs do.
Exactly.
That's what... What are you? Because we do have a CEO.
I don't know, yeah.
The owner. That's the founder. That's what founders do. That's what founders do.
The OG.
Yeah, because we've got a CEO. That's what... Shout out to Bala. That's what the OGs do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out, bro. Shout out.
So we're going to be out here, man. We're going to be dripping like a
motherfucker. So you're going to get some leaf days?
We're going to be dripping.
We're going to be dripping.
Oh, we're going to be dripping.
Dripping
no,
on the mouth.
We're going to be dripping. Mac dripping. Mac
dripping.
Mac dripping.
Flops.
Hey, Ghost Lady, anything? What's going on,
guys? I'm good. Like, you're good. I'm just excited for next year.
Nah, bro, I got a visa. Calm down.
Nah, he's got a visa, bro.
Calm down.
Tuso was saying, Tuso was saying, Spiro doesn't have a visa. Tuso, do you have a visa?
Who said you can speak, my man? You got a visa, my man.
You got a visa?
Eh?
You got a visa? Wait, you got a visa, Tuso?
Tuso,
got a visa.
He's flying the plane.
Oh, he's going for his piloting lessons already. Hey, First, you made Sprint Price fly. Now you're going to make planes fly, man. Nigga, I see you.
Fast.
It's and spit on us.
Your speed. Your speed is in the man. Your speed is in your summer sick. Poor Nankafulela.
Penduka.
Nah, all good, man.
Yeah, yeah. How's the video doing? The song? I love
video,
that song,
guys,
man.
Please check it out, man. The numbers, according to the podcast, chiller standards are bad, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's only like on 200K now.
Oh!
Is that good?
No, that's bad.
Guys, please,
that's
support.
That's
a very beautiful
video. No one has watched it, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 200,000 for us is bad. No, true story. Chillers, kupani ntuse. Chillers ntuse. Soul Penduka Lonely Nights.
Yes.
On YouTube. Nice. This is a video, guys. You know?
So if I watch
it's it, more like lonely numbers.
No, for real. But the truth must be told. Guys, chill us.
It's lonely numbers.
The numbers are lonely, Shem. That's a pegile. Yo, guys, please do support. It's a very beautiful music video. You know?
No, I'm asking.
Soul Penduka Lonely Nights.
If I watch again, does it count again?
Hey?
Oh, so okay, we can watch it. 10 times. Nice, okay.
Oh, for real? I never knew that.
Okay, all right.
So you can watch it till 10 times and the numbers stop counting if it's from the same IP address.
Ah.
Yeah, but yeah, Lonely Nights. I appreciate all those who've watched the video. But do check it out. Soul Penduka Lonely Nights featuring Anga Diagio.
Yo, Sykes. Great poison.
Yo, how's it, bro?
Yeah, man, you're live on the podcast. Soul is here. Ghost Lady's here, man.
Sykes!
Hi, Sykes.
Oh, hello, guys. Hello, you guys. How are you doing?
Bro, I was saying that, you know the song we did, Uzoba Lonely?
Yes.
I was saying, we can't drop it now, dog, because what's that big song of the year? Which one is it, Konje? Iplan is rocking now. Iplan is going to solo that song, bro.
Yeah, no. We can't do that mistake. We can't make that mistake. Let's wait for a new year, I think.
Yeah, because I was thinking Feb, Love Time, Valentine's, because it's a very, it's about love, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's a love song. It's a love story. Yeah, I think February is beautiful. I can't wait for us to drop that. Yo.
Bro, do you remember when we met in studio, you were telling me that, man, you were in Durban, you're trying to work, niggas are cock blocking you and whatever. And I was like to you, I was like, yo, bro, I don't know where it's going to come from, but you are going to have the song of the year. Remember I told you that?
I remember that, bro. Funny enough, I was thinking about that recently. It's a whole surprise. I don't even know how to describe it. But yep. I feel like it's just a hard work.
Sykes, who was blocking you in Durban?
I wouldn't necessarily say, I would say that I said I'm blocked, but I think the system of working is what blocks artists from even seeing the bigger picture that I saw when I got to Durban.
How's the system in Durban?
Basically what you were saying, right, is that in Durban they work in camps. So if you belong to a certain camp, you can work and make music there. But
work
in Joburg,
yeah,
it's like you can make music with anyone. Like Sykes can make a song with you tomorrow and make a song with Gabza and Calvin Momo. Like everybody's just ready to work.
What are the camps that are dominating Durban and holding Durban back?
I wouldn't say there's a camp that's holding Durban back. I think it's just a thing of lack of information for artists, because there's a lot of things that I didn't know about the game. There's things that I I'm at the mall, guys. I'm at the mall in Pyramatic. There's like 20, 30 people.
Bro, how does it feel before you go to have the biggest song in the country right now, man?
Oh, man, it feels amazing, man. It feels like a reward for hard work, and it's just so motivating as well.
Wow. Bro, how did you come up with Sekake and your babies?
Drega, a friend of mine, usually says that a lot. He's a producer as well. So while writing lines, I thought of that as well.
I love that song, man. Beautiful.
It just made sense. Bro.
Hey, buddy, Plan, my man, is on another level. Congratulations to you. Song of the year.
Well done, bro.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you so much. Well done, bro.
Well done, Sykes. Well done, bro. Well done, bro.
I'll be waiting for my royalty check.
We're live right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Bro. Shabba, dog.
Okay, bro. Forgive me, right?
Sharp.
Wow. Yeah, no, but he's a really good guy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Word of advice, do mix chin grandeur with the punch. Word of advice, man.
Maybe some striped thoughts as well.
These two.
Some striped thoughts as well. This is the December package now.
Yeah, December package, guys. All you need is this one, eh? And the obvious podcast and this one. Yeah, well, is that December package?
I mix. I fag is triple poison. That's nice born.
Yeah.
I fag.
Okay, so
I fag poison. Nuts.
What's your drink? What's your drink? This is your drink.
No, for you, dog.
How?
Oh. And you already have chillers punch.
Nigga, this nigga. No, me, I'm dashing with the punch. You dash with Stripe Horse.
Stripe Horse and chillers punch.
And gin.
Yeah.
And chillers punch.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, okay, so
I still have to drive drunk.
Yeah?
I still have to drive.
Uber, just Uber. I'm not driving. I'm gonna Uber.
Nah, so you don't love me, dog. What are you doing?
Huh?
You don't love me. What are you doing?
For you, no, man.
This is irresponsible drinking, dog.
You're not gonna drive, right?
But bring it.
Yeah, it will be ice. It will pop my ice. And my eyes were fun.
It's fucking
ice. Watch your laptop. What's
your
laptop?
Yeah.
So take it. Yeah.
Original.
Original by Len, yes.
Smelly tea.
Pooza.
What is this? The December punch.
Yes.
It's the December punch, this one, yeah.
I love you guys so much, man. Round of applause, man. You guys are amazing, man.
Thank you.
Where are we going next time?
Say Miami.
Bye.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.
I always tell you guys that I'm always right and you should give me my flowers.
What? It's a shame what the show of the year again.
Hey, did you see Chevy Sheet's numbers?
Hey! Yeah, they twerking hard, those numbers, bro. Fuck! Is that shit that twerking?
Weaker rand, high interest rates.
Look at that.
They even fixed the bakery because that's where the dough is at. You know?
You guys was actually like said, let people send photos. All the white people, let them send photos to say the subscribers. Yes, all the white people, and we'll see how many there are.
No, we must have a brunch for white chillers only.
Talking beers, it's about 22,000 beers per person per year.
Yo,
no waste, bro. No waste.
Like this beer.
No waste.
Yay.
No waste.
Short illness is short form for tagat.
Hey, short. Hey, Marie, short illness. Short illness.
What?
Uhambega kahle. Right?
Yeah.
To muto kwalile. You know what? Ngeke uhambega kahle. You wish them a safe journey. You wish them a safe journey.
Everyone has a price here. Yeah, now you are here going, fuck the institution, and then carry your phone. Ita. Revenge, I won't be able to anything on the Chevy Sheet episode. Because never did I join a jab like a steady fellow, understand?
Ah,
tracker. And I can barely skip on.
No, as in, it's come out, then. Retrieve my daughter.
You know, people watch too many movies when I coast. This thing of people even think they know how to throw a fist. More than 23,000 cars are being repossessed every month.
Yo, what?
Repossessed is like...
Yeah, I get that. I know what repossessing is, guys. Come on.
Oh, this girl is... Ling. Oh, Ling means like, you're beautiful. But anyways...
We've been new.
Oh, no, I'm talking to now. Otonon regala dilo, body papo, body keeper, who so easy. I don't know why I'm regular toothbrush, but yeah. Seven zu agu ko.
Yeah.
Sila la gupi.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for now, I'm a skis, and I've been looking at it like.
Why are you looking at?
I don't know why I'm looking at, and I'm looking at it like.
But it blindly, yeah, right? No, don't lie, don't lie.
You're a baddie.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.